There's a lot of people away this week. I did not do the normal Melakum, one of Shia, Minyan, Brochus, on Brichus Pesomim, like this. Those that way shouldn't be part of Misat on the series of a Melakum and Perlin Beshavas. Brichus Areach is in Schonoch, some Rishta Zain, Shud Zain. The Chiyuv for Brocha, what Brocha a person must make, when he smells things that have a nice scent. The Gemara says, As Kelan Shomot Halil Ko, what something that gives a nod to the Neshama and doesn't give a nod to the Guf, so the Gemara goes on Reach. Reach is something that the Neshama's Nene, and there's no physical gain from it. The Memela, you make a bracha on it. Tano, also learn this in the Poelim Zeh. Bolei bracha, Memela, there's a chiyuv bracha. It's interesting. It's not so clear why it goes on Reach more than Koil. Koil is also a hano that a person has. It's more of a physical hano. Oh, so Pashtus says the Gemara says a smachta. There's a chiyuv bracha, and we say, where do you know the taki is a chiyuv bracha? So the Gemara brings kol neshama talil ka. It's something that the neshama's nene from. They made him make a bracha in it. But it's not that you need the pasuk. It doesn't have to fit into the definition of the pasuk in order to be able to make the bracha. Koil is also an ano. There's more of a physical ano from a reach than a koil. Why? That I'm more than that, it goes in the
you
nose.
You see, all your senses, when you have a good smell, it affects your whole sound.
Er macht dem Herz, dem so.
Was?
Er macht
dem Herz. Sicher. Er ist abbrochen, sicher, dem so. Das ist ja nicht dem Herz. So, ich noch Rav says, that you don't, bin das Chatz el Chem, Chatz el Hashem. Ich bin nicht von Jams Schleimer, on Davening. The Batman, the Yotze, the Chatzi, Lochem, through through the Twila, and when it's the Gazan is, it's the Mullah with Yara Mondish. Yeah. Rechitza, and Rechitza doesn't go inside. Rechitza, you also the Mechanos. For some Rechitza, a person has that, enjoys cleaning himself, enjoys going in a sauna, enjoys going and bathing himself. He doesn't make a bracha. Why is it more of a bracha on the Reach than a Kölen Rechitza? Yeah, the Gemara brings down the pasuk as a smachta that you can make a bracha on something which is not a ma'is achila, but we feel a reach goes around in that bracha, so the koil should also go around in that bracha, in that klal, should make a bracha. It's not clear in the pasuk why koil not and why rechitza not, but for whatever reason we make a bracha on the reach and we don't make a bracha on the others.
What about re'ir also?
Re'ir, you do make a bracha. You do make a bracha. You see a mountain, you do make a bracha.
Rainbow,
you make a bracha. Yeah, the other the bracha says sees a mokim shana on the net itself. But is you see something that's the other brachas riyas. A riyah you do make a bracha on a reach. You do make a bracha. Koil you don't make a bracha. And chitza you don't make a bracha. I have to know exactly where one draws the lines. But there should be shochanoch. Shochanoch says you only make a bracha on besamim. And shet also in shochanoch you make the bracha on besamim only before and not after. Why do you make a bracha after? Because it's a small ano, or Mishabur brings down two reasons. Mishabur says, I had the reason why I don't make a bracha afterwards. Shukhanach just says, I've a lachra of insach revoich klum. Mishabur says, you don't make a bracha afterwards. Until I take no bracha, rak bachilu shsia, v'lei b'reach shano mu'etasi, it's a small ano. And the Shatzim brings down from the Kolboy another reason, because it's Nesachel by Mozen, you've got it remains inside for Shtik Tzkufa, so Mele pass to make a bracha afterwards. Reach, you smell it, you got that no, and straight afterwards there's nothing remaining from it. Mele, you can't make a bracha.
There's no shear when you smell something, there's no shear. Like it's a kazar, it's a reichel, You need a quantity before you can make an achbracha. How would you define how much smell you
How would you define that? Yeah. Interesting observation. How much would it, maybe we wouldn't need the shia, and that ma'is achila needs a shia. Always a ma'is achila needs a shia. A re'ir doesn't need a shia b'chal. Wouldn't need a shia. Smelling wouldn't need a shia b'chal. You don't even need a shear, and no bachachinu would be without a shear. It's only an achila. Maybe for the same reason. For the same reason, because it's not misachin, it doesn't ruin after. Chazanish asks the kasha, very famous Chazanish, and it's not clear exactly why, what the Chazanish's rai is. Chazanish is not like this mishubur, not like this cowboy. He says, don't tell me the reason is because you're not satisfied, because the Gemara learns out brichas azon from where? On the mon. And the mon was misachin b'meyov. So the Chazanish, you see that there's a bracha achrena, even though there's no kilo digestion taking place, nevertheless, you make a bracha afterwards. And others ask, a lot of people ask the Chazanish, they don't understand. Says the Chazanish, so I see from there, that gleich afterwards, when you have that now, you can make a bracha achrena, even if there's no ikul. Ikul, 72 minutes, is the shia that we say, that you still have shaykhs to the achila, even though you didn't just finish eating, but you still have shaykhs to the achila within 72 minutes in order to be able to make the bracha achrena. If you just had it now, you're still satisfied from it, says Chazanish, you can make a bracha straight away. Varaya, the mon, you made the Birch Hazan straight afterwards, and there was no digestion taking place. Is right straight afterwards, you can make a bracha. And others asked the Chazanish, who said, because the mon didn't go through the normal process, that means the person wasn't satisfied. If she was satisfied for 72 minutes, Chazanish says, I proved to you, you can make the bracha straight afterwards, even if there's no extra time, varaya by the mon. If she's the mon, they were satisfied from it. They were just satisfied the whole day, maybe, because there wasn't a normal digestion, is a rider, they weren't satisfied. But that's Chazanish. Chazanish doesn't like the reason that Mishabur brings down, and he says the only reason why I don't say brocha on Birchas Basamim is only because this doesn't have manom mu'etes, and no mu'etes the word masakin. So you make a brocha shoina, yeah, and no brocha achreina. When a person has a sofik, it's very negia, a person by havdalah, stay there before you make boi moiroish, you have to look at the candle and have a bit of mano, then only afterwards you make the brocha. By Basamim, there's no need to smell the Basamim. If a person's got a sofik and he wants to smell the besamim, which people often do by avdallah, in order to check whether it's got a good smell, are you allowed to do that? Or you haven't got an oar?
What would you say the equivalent by food? Someone's tasting
food.
Still have to make the bracha shena.
No. Toim doesn't need to. Toim doesn't need to.
But
by toim state, they have to spit it out straight away. Yeah. Here, maybe you've got the full an oar. You taste it, you got the food. What?
You mean you smell it and it's taka good?
It's like maybe you won't move to make a brocha. So like, I have a chaim, another say you don't make a brocha. It's not so posh. But a person as a sofik is allowed to make a brocha.
There needs to be a way around it, though.
Pardon?
If you put it onto a baguette or something, and there's no mattress, you don't make a brocha.
You've got besamim.
You've got
you buy $5. You buy $5. Then what?
It's
the end. You've got
to go. There's no mattress there. You take it with the mattress.
I mean, if you were to tissue, in the middle of Avdol, you take a tissue, wrap it onto the besamim.
You can do that before you start
Avdol. Yeah. It's true. If you've got a sofik, whether it's got a smell, then the fact that it doesn't go across to the tissue, zichum ber, if you would be able to do that.
They would. You're
interested in it. You're interested in the smell. You're interested in it. We'll see. We'll get there. We'll get to that. The person wants to go and check whether it's got a smell. So he comes in and.
The same would be if he's not sure if he can smell himself. Same story. We've got a bit of cold. He's not sure
what
he's
going to
smell.
So then Zechariah can't make a brocha. So he's going to smell it first to see if he can smell it in order to make the same thing. Same thing. Yeah. So Chiddush is not to make. He's not to make a brocha. By avdallah. Shukhnoch says one thing, Mishabur brings down in Ilchas Avdallah, all the poskim argue. And what happens if a person's in the middle of Avdallah, wants to make Avdallah, and he can't smell? Is he allowed to make Avdallah for somebody else? And make the Boimim B'Samim for somebody else? He can't make a Boimim B'Samim, so Shukhnoch says in Ilchas Avdallah, even if you can't smell, but you might see other people, then you can make a bracha for others. And Mishabur says, all the Achreinim argue. You can't make a bracha for somebody else, Boimim B'Samim. Boimim B'Samim is it's not a chiv as part of Avdallah. If you've got besamim, you make besamim. And if you haven't got besamim, your person's not mochiv to run away around to get besamim. So I know somebody was together with Reb Chaim Moizer, and he was when he was away in Manasvitz Adachi, he didn't have besamim. So the person asked him, should I go and try and get? Reb Chaim Moizer told him, if you got, you got. That's the halacha. If you have it, you have it. The person's not mochiv to go running around to get besamim. So it's not a proper chiv of Avdallah. If it's not a proper chiv of Avdallah, so there's no avos to be made to somebody else. So the say, if a person makes Avdallah, you can't make besamim for somebody else, unless if you made Avdallah yourself, and you can't make the shul Avdallah, let's say. You can't go to make Avdallah for your wife. So you make Avdallah the second time, and you're going to smell it again, then you can make a boimid b'samim. But if you're not going to make smelly yourself again, then you can't make boimid b'samim because there's no arvus on the chiyuv of boimid b'samim.
When you make boimid b'samim, you've got a family and they all want to smell it, and they go to your brocha.
You're saying you can't be voting another person with boimid b'samim. No. Vada, shemek oyni, yes. There's no arvus, but shemek oyni, yes. So if I make it and I smell it, so I've made the bracha, which is a legitimate bracha, so now shemek oyni, they can relate to the bracha. Yeah, for sure you can relate to it, but I can't make a bracha just for somebody else if I'm not going to smell it myself. Like you can't.
So the person making dollar has a cold and can't smell, he can't be made.
You can't be make up, no, he can't be made to the others either. Akush Ronoch, yes. Maisim Shabum is all the achrenim that they can't, which is nice. Maisim Cholim, a person who can't smell, can't make a bracha. What's not clear is whether or not, if you don't enjoy the smell of b'samim, are you allowed to make brichas b'samim in Avdala? You do have b'skirov never made brichas b'samim in Avdala, and v'shetzich, the next generation also don't make
that.
Why didn't he? Oh, so it's not clear why he didn't make. Pashtas is because he had asthma, and Mamela, he couldn't smell at all, and therefore he didn't make it, and therefore it's not, so near him, not to get anybody else. But Moshe Steinbuch writes, and the Izginus Rodem who holds similar to that, that it could be that Bechus B'samim, you need to enjoy it in order to be able to make it. It may be that the bracha is because you have enjoyment for it, and therefore all those that never made it, maybe you don't have enjoyment for it, and maybe it doesn't pass to make a bracha. Not so posh it. If a person is telling something, so he has an awe from it. If a person doesn't, when Abraham came to go on New Begets, he went to ask his uncle, the Chazanish, whether or not he should make Shechiyonu on his new cloak, when he's a bracha. So the Chazanish told him, you have an awe from it. So he told his uncle, the Chazanish said, if you don't have magic, he said, I have no enjoyment from it. If you don't have an awe, you can't make a bracha on it. By a peiri, maybe you can make a bracha even if you don't have an awe, because it's something which is seasonal. It comes from time to time. So shechayonu v'kimonu v'yonu lazman hazeh, the fruit is something which has shaykh to the zman, because it comes from zman to zman. But I beg it, if you don't have an awe from it, you can't make a bracha on it. So it could be, Rama Shnebuch wants to tie into that, he says that those who used to make a bracha, b'chus b'somim, b'avdolah, is geboit on the fact that they never had an awe from it, and you never have an awe from it, you can't make a bracha. In order to be able to make the bracha, it needs to be that it's got an ikka. Berchas boimid b'samim needs to be, like I said before, and you put on a tissue. Tissue is you've taken the zach, which has a reach, and you've put it into a different format. It's haven't got the ikka itself anymore. If you haven't got the ikka itself, you can't make a bracha. If you've got the ikka that's mixed into the mixture, or you soak the reach in water, and that's the normal way for it to go across, that's considered that I've got the ikka mixed inside it. I can have the ikka in a different form. Mugma is that you take it and you burn it, and I've got its ashes, and I put its ashes inside, I mix it together, so I've got the smoke it. That's the way you make it, so I've got it in a different form. But something which is made for l'oriach, and I haven't got it at all, it's only left the smell onto something else, that's not mechayev bracha. So, for example, somebody goes into a room where they've got b'samim, and the room is now, he's taking the b'samim out of the room. The room's still got a boitike geshmaka smell. So I'm not smelling it, I'm smelling something that doesn't have an ikka because it's left the roshim on the room. That's not a reason to be able to make a bracha. Reb Shammai Gross writes in one of his svarim, Shivat HaKasi, a chiddush, he wants to say that if a person smells b'samim and is far away from the b'samim, so it's left the reach in the aveh, and he's not actually smelling the b'samim, is also not a reason to be able to make the b'samim. It's not considered a nikah. What's the difference if he left the reach in the room and now took the b'samim out of the room? Or, that's poshet, that if I've got b'samim in one room and I can smell it in the room next door, so the room next door is not considered tavash yesh boi ikah. Ikka somewhere else. I'm only smelling something which has no shaykhis to it. Or I put smell inside the baguette. So I haven't got anything which is yeshbo ikka. So I can't make a broch on it. So I'm sure who I do when I'm smelling b'samim. How close must I be to the b'samim? Or what's a shia to be able to do it? But who says that if I'm not directly next to it, it's a reason to be able to make a brocha?
Come into Rav Shemachah. It's not flash with it. and you pour it out, that's called a mamashas, even though it spreads throughout the whole room.
In where? It makes a nice, it makes a nice smell. It's come from it. But who says that's considered yesh ba'ika? Shemen turak shemecha means that the smell, the nice odor. Person holds an esrog during davening and he's got a smell inside his baguette. So that's the typical example of ein bo ikka. I've got a smell which is not from the ikka itself and I'm smelling it. That's ein bo ikka, so you cannot be able to make a bracha.
You're not holding the esrog when you put it down.
I put the esrog down and it's left. I held it when I went around for Shanas, held in my baguette. My baguette has the same smell as the esrog itself afterwards. So that's a ikka. You can't be able to, you're not able to make a bracha on it. The Buchacha takes on Klona like that. The Buchacha says that if a person has something that gives a smell and he's gone to the room next door, in the room next door, it's considered Ein Le'ikah. When you're in the room itself, it's considered Yesh Le'ikah. Buchacha's claw that you say, what's the Shia? But here, it's not something which is claw in the Fiyat Ikah Paskim, and that Zicha, it needs to have some Shaykhus to the original. Why should it be put when you're in the room? It's considered Shaykhus to the Ikah, not into the room, not Shaykhus to the Ikah. But something has to be close, within close vicinity to the Makoy of the Reach, in order to consider it a davar sheyesh be mamashes.
Sometimes I want to get a shiur about how strong the smell is going to be, because very often it's very, very schwach the smell.
Also, a very interesting point, the something which is not brought down in the earlier paskim, but Mishabur brings down that if you bake challah and there's a smell that comes out from the challah, says the Mishabur, you don't make a bracha on that because it's a schwach smell, as is mashma in the Mishabur. Others want to say that the shvacha smell that you have in the pass is a smell that you're not really baking it in order to give that smell. So were it to be a strong smell, so then mamela, I could consider maybe the baking or the smell that comes out, something which has shachas to the afia is there in order to make that smell. But we feel it's not made lekach and it's a shvacha smell. So that Nebi Shabur is saying a shvacha smell, you can't make a brach on it. But something which is...
often your wife cooks it. Nice stew in the oven. As soon as you walk into the room, you get the powerful smell of the cooking, and it's beautiful.
The smell that you get from when you smell the cooking is because you can already visualize what's coming. You can foresee the eating of the food. A person, nobody would make a deodorant or perfume to smell the same as challahs. It's not a nice smell. You come home, you enjoy, you see the challahs, you see the Shabbos Dikei challahs on the way, so you enjoy the smell. But you see the Mishabuz Masachas, two challahs. Shabuz discusses the smell that comes from challahs. But maybe it's something. That is a boysim. Boysim means
so
a smell.
If you had a deodorant, you have a script.
So we'll see in a second. We'll see the deodorant in a second. Whether you have to, what you know, that to make a bracha. But be'etzem, anything that gives off a nice smell, you're right, you enjoy that smell. But to say that's a smell that you enjoy, rather than the food that you see it happening.
Between stone cooking and bread,
but
bread, you'd say, yeah, it is a
good
one.
So
the oven, there's no
oven. If I say that obviously there was a nice smell that people enjoyed that Mishabur's Masach is to in cooking. Well, but etzem, when we understand challahs, nobody would say the challah is a nice smell, better to be able to make bread someone from. Yeah, correct.
You walk past a bakery, you get a very strong smell of the bread. It's nice.
It's a nice smell, or you... You enjoy it?
Yeah. Same with coffee smell. Brewed coffee also got a lot of things have got a nice smell.
And chanami, all these macholim that beetsam have a nice smell. If it is a nice smell, I'm not going to argue you. Adam shet atav reach in his fakeach. Maybe you do enjoy, but Mishabur says that you're not worse off than what Mishabur says. Mishabur says that there's a smell that comes out from bread that beetsam would be a reason to be able to make a broch on it.
What broch would you make?
Well, I mean,
it's not spice.
It doesn't matter, it's not a smaisa. Anything that's a good smell is a reason to be able to make a maybe think a broch on it. We'll see soon on deodorants and perfumes, all these things which are man-made things, whether a person makes a broch on it or doesn't make a broch. But Be'etzem, something which is flour, kanira, when you put it in a certain mixture, gives off a nice smell, nice smell radiates from it. That's a reason to be able to make a broch. Oh, well, a bunch of flowers, we'll see, but I'm not sure we'll get it there, but yeah. Everything Be'etzem, ikadin, has a nice smell to it, is a reason to be able to make a boy with b'samim. Mishabur's mashma, there needs to be a stronger smell, a smell that's substantial.
It's only Masa Shabbos that covers everything, but normally the brochas go different.
Yeah, but we'll see the separate brochas. But Be'etzem, any suffix of a brocha, boy with b'samim, covers anything. So boy with b'samim is something that covers all brochas. Then there's three other brochas, which are more specific brochas. Anytime a person's got a suffix and a brocha and it's something that's got a nice smell, he's able to make the brocha b'samim.
So if you pass a garden where they've just cut the grass, there's a very nice smell. Grass.
Yeah, cut grass is not made in order for you to be able to smell it. It's not made for you to be able to smell it. You haven't got... What?
The bread made for that.
A person walks in, B'Shulchan Aruch says a person walks into a place that has B'Samim, that the B'Samim is there to be sold. So Mamela, we look at the B'Samim as not L'Oriach, it's for the consumer to sell it. It's not for, but then it's a Sofik, because it could be that we like, there should be a good smell in order that people should buy it. So it is made L'Oriach, but certainly if it's only the shopkeeper, for him it's not made L'Oriach. Then state, if it's not made L'Oriach, when you take in your hand, then it turns into Emud L'Oriach. Otherwise, it's not Emud L'Oriach. So you go past grass that's cut, zikha not made for that nice smell. So if were you to pick up the grass in your hand and you'd have a nice smell from it, you'd be able to make a brocha. But just going past it when it's not really there to make that smell, you can't make a brocha. Anything that's not really Emud L'Oriach to make the nice smell, it has to be by a bakery. Estakia was part of enticing people to buy it, is the smell that goes together with it. But anything that's not made L'Oriach and a person smells it, he can't make a brocha. Unless he takes it in his hand, that is miyachit, that becomes miyuchit l'achil, and he can make a brocha on it. Perfume. Let's say a person has a perfume that's made taka from mini b'samim. It's not that the original is gone, it's a real perfume. So there, Rabbi Lashav says, if it's on top of the skin, so maybe you can make a brocha. But as soon as it's been absorbed inside the skin, at this stage, it's turned into Ein Bo Mamish. The smell is coming from something which Ein Lo Ikya. There's no Ikya anymore. You haven't got any anything Be'en. It's left. It's not worse off than a rule.
If you spray from a bottle, then you've got the bottle's called Be'en.
So then the bottle Be'en. Or when if a person has loose perfume on right at the beginning, so then it's Yesh Bo Ikya. But the second it's dried out, then it's not worse off than Begadim. We're not worse off than a room. They had a Reach. In order to be able to make a Brocha, the Aleph Beis says they need there should be Yesh Bo Ikya. And the Ikka is still Be'en in front of you in order to be able to make the Brocha.
It has to be real perfume, not stamp cheap.
Yes, yeah. Anything that's...
comes from the actual...
That's not... that. All synthetic smells is a huge machlokes in the poskim. Handing a poskim, not Friedrich a poskim. Who says B'chal needs to be a real smell in order to make Be'en B'Samim? Maybe something which is made through... the chemical reaction causes that smell. Maybe that's good enough to be able to make it. Who says it needs an ikka menatera in order to ikka in the mitzad debriya in order to say it's coming from somewhere? I need that the source of the smell should be there in order to be able to consider that yesh le ikka in order to make a barakah. But who says there needs to be something which is natural? Shulchan Aruch discusses if a person's got something which you take out derived from the blood of a chaya, that makes a nice smell. So why is it any different? Why is? Because that's natural. That's a natural chaya, and this is made through chemicals. Perhaps anything that makes it. Rabbi Lashon says, all these are fine, but etzem, a person should avoid smelling and not put himself into a sophic brocha. A person has a bottle of perfume which has a nice smell and has and it's not made from natural herbs. It doesn't have any of the natural herbs inside it. And it's made chemically to the smell, that he's put himself into a Safik Brocha. He's smelling something which may not come from a Ikka, so he's made a Safik, he's got a Safik Brocha, so whether he can make a Brocha or can't make a Brocha. Shemeshavs brings down the Shemazam, was snapping about it. It's not clot.
Come back to the original question that I asked before. If something is a bit old and it hasn't got a strong smell, but you can detect the smell.
So that's also no. I don't know. I don't know where you draw the line, but it's not so posh to be able to make a bechus b'somim on Motzei Shabbos b'somim, which has a very very schwach smell. Sometimes you see people sniffing to see whether it has the smell. So first of all, you got Rav Moshe Sternberg who says that any time you don't enjoy the smell, then you don't make a bracha, may not be able to make a bracha on it. Let's say we'll take on the Guinness of Adam, says you still make that bracha, even though you don't enjoy the smell. Back upon him, if you've got a shvacha smell, which is mashma and the shabu, you don't make a bracha on it, and then you've got the shvacha smell, which you don't even enjoy when you're smelling it. So if you're able to say that you're sniffing, you're able to get, I can shmek epis, and then make the bracha on it, that's not so simple. Even sometimes that people take cinnamon for Motzei Shabbos and to make boimi de besomim with these things, a lot of people do enjoy it, and a lot of people don't enjoy it. If it's something that you don't enjoy, you're making bracha, you put yourself into suffering brachas. Even let's say most people do enjoy it, and you do make a bracha on it, but chala pachas needs to have a starker smell in order to be able to take the bracha. As soon as it turns into too schmach, it's a problem to be able to make a bracha.
Is cinnamon a mechatchila
for besomim?
For boyumin besamim, for my boyumin besamim, to make atzei isbe besamim may not be so simple, but boyumin besamim you can make on it, yes. Boyumin besamim, and anything really comes under boyumin besamim. The what? Same thing as shakel by brachas, to be able to make boyumin besamim.
Like the other choice of shvacha, old cloves or fresh cinnamon.
The cinnamon would be a better choice because, like this, you've got something which has, person has adasim long after people keep it for the whole year. So the first few weeks after Sukkot, it's got a strong smell. After this, it's a schwacher smell. It's a sofik to be able to make a bracha on a bechal.
But you hackle about food. You only say that if there's a sofik on the item, what bracha to make, then you say you can make shackle. I've got a
sofik,
but really,
I don't know. Yes, you should make a beer, yes. But some is Shulchan Aruch, and the matzav of a sofik, you make boim mitzvah b'somim. It's much more. Yes. It's mamash goes on that. That has an individual bracha. Boim mitzvah b'somim is a bracha, a kodel for all b'somims, yes. If a person has besomim, which he enjoys the smell, but was put for a different reason, Shetan Shochan Och, a person also can't make a bracha on it. Person, there's a mace. Le'aleinu, you put besomim on a Shetan Shochan Och, you can't make a boimin of besomim from the smell. Even for, not only the person himself who put the besomim on top of the mace, even somebody else who goes past the mace can't make a bracha boimin of besomim, because the besomim were placed in order to be able to get rid of a bad smell. Not in order to produce a good smell, you can't make a bracha.
Deodorant, anyway.
Oh, so here, so deodorant comes under that heading. So a deodorant in a bathroom with these places to get rid of a bad smell, so it's not a shaila, you can't make a bracha. What the sofik is, and there's a bracha, we've done a machlokes, some like a fish and others, how do you define the bottle of deodorant? Is the manufacturer Zicha makes it in order to get rid, to eliminate the bad smell, not to produce a good smell. But if you've got a deodorant, then you spray it because you enjoy that smell. Is that a reason to make a bracha? It's not a reason to make a bracha. Is that the same as what the Shulchan Aruch says, that you are smelling something that's been placed not in order to make a good smell, that you can't make a bracha on? Well, that's not the Shulchan Aruch says, I've got a mace. I've got the besomim. They're in this room for that reason, so that you can't make a bracha. But the bottle of deodorant, because the manufacturer made it, he's not the one to decide. That's always meyuchad in order to get rid of a bad smell in the bathroom. Maybe this, I can already make a bracha on it.
Usually on the advertising, it says, get rid of 70 smells, and then it says, almonds and rose.
And it's got a positive smell on top of it.
Yeah, advertises it as having growth.
Oh, so that's a sofik. That is a sofik in the Shatzin. Shibur Shatzin has a sofik. What happens if l'chatchila, it's made for two reasons. L'chatchila, the item was placed in to get rid of a bad smell and to produce a good smell. It's not just on top of the mace to get rid, that the sikh and our mace shouldn't disturb anybody, so we put, or shouldn't be resign our mace, so you put a besamim on it. You look positive when you do it, that there should be a nice kishmak, and that mishmur remains with the tzorchin. So when you have deodorant, you've got two sveikas. You got number one, it could be that l'chatchila, it's made in order to produce a good smell. And number two, it could be that the manufacturer is not the one who can decide what it's there for. Pashas, even if they say it's got this nicer smell, it's only as a way to tell you to buy it. But nobody's putting spraying it in a room which smells fresh in order to produce that nicer smell. You only do it where there is a problematic smell and you put it in order to get rid, plus at the same time. So to consider it as the good smell is a bit shvet. But yeah, a person...
No, because by whiskies, you have a swallow, if it's put in, for selling purposes, then... There is a sort of
spoiler
that they put it in.
Yeah. Mamash says, if you buy, if the case has both together, there's a suffix. Yeah.
The cinnamon wash, is there a problem or not a problem to take? If it's there for cooking, you've got spices in your kitchen cupboard for cooking, that's what they're there for. I haven't got it from off the shelves, I want to use something from there.
Besomim, let's get back to it in a second, one second. There's three separate brachas. There's one bracha, besides a boy mina b'somim, there's boy atze b'somim, there's boy itzve b'somim, and there's anosin reach teba peris. Atze b'somim is if you got the atze b'somim itself, you got itzve b'somim, which is herbs, and you got anosin reach teba peris, when a person has fruit that gives off a good smell. Esrig would really be anosin reach teba peris, I mean, in Hilchus, Sukkabaminum state, a person, it's aimed at the mitzvah, a person shouldn't smell his esrig. A person smells the esrig on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, Mishbu says it'd be easier because it's not aimed at the mitzvah at that stage. If a person buys it before Sukkos, then others want to say that you do make a bracha on it. If Shemazama says it's aimed at the mitzvah already before Sukkos, you don't make a bracha on it. That's all before Sukkos, or whilst it's in the Zman HaMitzvah, because it's Muyuchad Lekach. But Be'etzim should be a reachter Be'peris. But by Rechter, by Peres, stay two kolonim. By Rechter, by Peres says there has to be something which Eshen is Oymed Lachila. And if it's not Oymed Lachila, then it loses its chashivas of being able to make Rechter by Peres. So the Rega, you've got something which is there as a spice. So you need to know, first of all, something which is a good smell from which is edible. Is it Taka made to be edible, or is it made for... For a spice. Esrog would be most people won't land up actually eating it, and when we have it, it's not umid. Lachila bechlal. What? If it's jam, a percentage of it afterwards. It's not, then nobody buys the esrog if it, because it was used in the mitzvah, and afterwards you use it, maybe. But kaponim, but if for the rest of the year, if a person wouldn't use for the rest over, it's esrog is planted. Not for the taste, it's for the smell. And notice to use it in perfume, so it's a zach, which is not umid lachila. Not umid lachila, a person can't make reason reachte bapes. Tavlinim is a shayla. If you've got tavlin, which is something which is made as a tavlin, which you mix together inside foods, whether you make a bracha or you don't make a bracha on it. Mishabur says you make a bracha, and Lot told you don't make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch Rav gives the agdara. And Agdal the Shulchan Aruch Rav is what makes it in the Sefer Birchas Hanenin. So Shulchan Aruch Rav has his Shulchan Aruch Rav, then it's got the Birchas Hanenin, which he wrote, Klolim Birchas Hanenin, which they say was written after Shulchan Aruch Rav. Quite a lot of steers in Shulchan Aruch Rav between what he writes inside the Sefer and his Birchas Hanenin. Birchas Hanenin is a revised version of what he wrote inside. The Halacha is more like the Birchas Hanenin. Mechsanenin, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, that in order to be able to make the bracha of Reach Teva Peres, if it's a spice, it must be that the tachlis of the spice was also there in order to be able to give a reach. Of Vifil, the spice wasn't there to give a reach bechlal, so he says that by cinnamon or these things, that you put it inside in order that the food should smell of it, which Bezmanenu Onu is a shvach, a person enjoys the taste of it, but to give off that reach in order to, that's the reason why they put it in, where the Hamash and Matzias is. And if it's not there for that reach, then we made it to be able to make the bracha. The bracha can also accordingly change. So spices, which is there as a fruit, as a food, as a food which is not made in order to eat the fruit, then you can't make nesim reachte bapeis. If it's made to eat, or it's made to go inside the oichel, and in the oichel also in the form of a smell, then a person can chatchila do it. But if it's not there in that form, then again it runs into a problem, but you can make a bracha on it.
Why even if some kind of
zikr? What's the you put into smell nice and the fresh challahs of baking? What's the difference?
Where's
the smell from the food?
The challah was the challah itself. Was the challah itself. Because that was the food itself. That's the equivalent of food you got for good reich. When it's a tavlin is already lost its chashivas. It needs to be davar sheyesh leikar. So I consider it when it's mixed into anything as if the ikah still exists. If it's mixed in, and the tachlis of it being mixed in is also to be able to give a good reach, so I consider it even when it's mixed in by something which is there in order to give a good reach. But something which is mixed in not to give a good reach, after it's mixed in, it's no ba'en. Challah was kinira, the mixture that brought out the smell of the flour itself, so it was always ba'en. If challah has a good smell, and challah is a smell that you enjoy, so the challah is giving off that reach. So I don't consider the challah when it's giving off that reach as not being ba'en. Mashenkin, something which is a spice mixed in, since it's only mixed in, and it's not there to give a good reach, so being mixed in a mixture, we looked at it as if it's not ba'en, you can't make a bracha.
The smell of the challah because the mixture. It could be a cake with also same flour, and it's a cake. It won't have the same smell as a
colour. could be, but that's what brings out the flour being able to give the smell. I don't know if it's the yeast that gives the smell. The flour in that format has that smell, so maybe making a bracha on the flour in that format, you're able to make the bracha.
And on spices, you're only given for the flavour, not to be just the smell. You can make a bone some become it, there is or not.
If it's only meant...
Shulchan
Aruch Rav. Yeah, one second. I've got the Shulchan Aruch Rav here. That's lost in Shulchan Aruch Rav. One second, I'll put it on here. Pilpilim janva was ginger. Sheshem Enovar Chalem, Kimishasum Retavlin Bulvat, Vein Regilis Liriach Bem, Kolkach, Veinem Shovim Kimuadim Liriach Kilal. Mashenkin cinnamon with Zipoyen, Vice the cinnamon of those days more that Regias Liriach Bem, Afilush Labushasahila, Vegamkish and Listen and Boisam Batavshil, Miscavening Gam Shea Riach Atavshil Ludif, Ulachain Nochoin Schlerach Kilal. Shukhnochrav says, depends. If you've got something which is put in as a spice and not meant to smell as a good spice, then it loses chashivas when it's in the form of a spice. So if you have ginger, cinnamon, these things which aren't made bismanenu to smell it when it's in a mixture, so then it's a davvismo brocha you make. It hasn't got the chashivas of a spice when it's mixed together. It could be when it's ba'en, then it still does have this chashivas back upon him.
What's the shabbos you can make when you're somewhere?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was summon because it's not mixed in. Because it's not mixed in. As it is.
It smells nice, and
it's
not really made for the smell.
It's not made for the smell, and the cinnamon, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says the only reason why you make a bracha on it is because it has its chashivas even in the form of a spice, because even when it's going to be mixed in, you're going to be interested in that smell. But if you've got something that's not made for smell bechlal, so yeah, but bein b'samim, you're not making nois and rechter b'peres, and you're not saying es b'samim, but bein b'samim, bein b'samim.
Even are not made for smell, are they necessarily? But you make a bracha
because you've got first. It's a something which is when you hold in your hand, even if it's not made like a chatchil and a kach. When you hold in your hand, you can make a bracha on it.
So cinnamon, I don't know.
It says cinnamon is made for spice. Cinnamon is made for spice. It's not made for bechal. It's lost its chashivas. It's manufactured lo lekach. It's manufactured in
it
order.
It is the ikar. Or clothes. The same as it is the ikar. It is an item.
It's an item which is made to be mixed in, made as a tavlin. A tavlin hasn't got the tzura of an oichel. And the tavlin loses its chashivas if it's made to be part of a mixture and not there to be able to be smelt. So say maybe bein with some is still enough of a reason to be able to make. It could be a chvesnisht.
Yeah, on Pesach, sometimes people use it because they haven't.
Often people use it in order to be able to make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch Rav said it. So Chanoch Rav's talking about to make the bracha of Achila. Achila that loses its bracha of... loses chashivus of Achila. Think, but in the cinema, at the end of the day, is meant, even doesn't have the Shem Oichel, or the Shem Boimir B'Somim, it's not worse off than something which is not made the kach at all when you hold it in your hand. Could be, B'Somim, you're right.
So yeah. The Moshe Shabbos Boimir B'Somim not on cinema, and anything smells nice? And any of these things we're talking about?
And anything that, at the end of the day, if it's a natural smell, and you hold it in your hand, then you can make a bracha on it. If it's not a natural smell, it's manufactured, then it's something made to make a bracha. And if it's manufactured for a different reason, or it's a good smell, but the reason why it's there is because it's for mace, for a different reason, you can't make a bracha. But something which has a good smell, and you're holding it in your hand, you can always make a bracha on it.
Yeah, it's holding it
in
a keli.
In what?
I mean, when you hold it in your hand, it's
something different. Yeah. It means it's not beside there, not outside the person, not able to be able to make a bracha on it.
Just go back to Esrog for a minute. So what you said, you can't make bracha on payers one. So what would you make on Esrog?
You make Boimir B'Somim. If you would make a bracha, make Boimir B'Somim. But on Sukkot itself says in Shulchan Aruch you can't make a bracha because it's miyuchad lemitzvah. And therefore, it's not oimed for reach. And even if you would make a bracha, but you're able to make nois in reach, to make nois in reach, toi b'peiros, it has to be the staka miyuchad for achila. We say by an esrog jam that you use afterwards, that's enough to say that's miyuchad lekach when they're not planted lekach. And most people don't buy it lekach. And point, I'm going to use it a peri. It's enough to be able to bracha. But boimir b'somim, you can always say if you hold it afterwards when it's not on sukkos and you make a boimir b'somim, you can make on it. They produce these ones. These in order to make the brachas. So they made nesim reachtei b'peris is nutmeg. You've got over here isbe b'somim is mint. You've got boyatzu somim is rosemary, and they go over here cloves boyimidu b'somim. Most of them is gan sposhet. Reachtei b'peris nutmeg. That's what it's a peri which is made lekach. You can make a bracha on it. Atzeh b'somerism is also something which is made lekach, you can make it. Cloves is boimir b'somim, that you can get away whatever happens. Mint is a big suffix in the poskim. What bracha does one make on mint? Mint is a tzad bot, in Shulchan Aruch state, that you make... Mint is a leaf. It's a leaf.
No, maybe it should be
because it's made to be eaten. It's made for you put the leaf and you use the tam that's derived from it.
It's a Michael
to make of here. Shonok state that mint should be by a Michael to papyrus when it comes to mint for the leaves of mint. There's mashman Shonok. Most poskim bring down that you don't say. You say isve b'somim, but it may not be an esav either. What's it made for, and what's it made? What's it planted for, and what's its a tam? In order to make isve b'somim, then it'd have to be that it's an esav as such, not a leaf. Maybe it's got a den of a leaf.
What is an esav? Esav is a grass. Esav is a leaf, no?
If it's a meichel, it's a meichel. A meichel has a brach of. You can't make an amichel, an esef. Esef is something which is not imed l'achila, and gradually you're smelling it. But if it's something which is made l'achila, maybe you can't make a brocha.
But by esrog, you said you wouldn't eat it neat, right? Maximum you'd make jams. But mint leaves, you're not going to have mint leaves. You might munch into a mint leaf.
Say that, but you'd have it. No. The fact that you make jam of essig is enough of a reason to be able to make a bracha on it. But most people don't have it. It's the miyat shebemiyat that land up after sukkahs using your esrog in order to be able to make the jam from it. So therefore, you can't say that the whole peri is omed lekach. But maybe a mint is something which is a peri, and if it's a peri, then it's got egin abrocha. Chazal mumasakin and egin abrocha. That's either boimin b'somim, or it's meichel tei b'peris. But you can't take a peri and change it into isve because I'm not using it as a peri. So either one, when you got atze b'somim is an eight, you can't, atze is an eight, isve is an isve, and reachtei b'peris is reachtei b'peris. You can't jump from something which is made as a meichel and then put it under the category of isve b'somim. So that's why if you look in some of the shuls, they took out the mint from the Issei B'Samim. That's the reason why. Issei B'Samim is something which is controversial, not so Pasha B'Chlal.
Which one would be correct, Issei B'Samim?
Maybe Merchant of the Papyrus.
Is it something else?
Where is it?
Yeah. What would be? Is
there
something else?
There are other herbs that are not made lachila, and you make a viadon, which one offhand, but yes, I've added that are that you could make Yisrael B'Samim. Mint, which is advice that's easier to be able to make or to be able to get hold of, is one which is a suffix. If you make Boimid B'Samim on it, then you've got no problem on it. Boimid B'Samim, you can make it anything, but you've got Boimid B'Samim. In order to be able to make the bracha, it has to come under one of the categories. You can't jump from category to category, you can jump from all of them and make it into a Boimid B'Samim. So,
that's if you make Yisrael B'Samim.
Atzibasam, because it's got a strong stalk that the leaf comes off the Atzibasam, you can make it. You can't make Yisrael B'Samim.
Even on the leaf alone.
That you can make Atzibasam. But to jump from one to the other, you can't jump around. It's either Machnitz, the Machnitz, the Papyrus. It's Atzibasam, the Mitzibasam, and if not, just send them on leaf for next week, then it's a bit more complicated. It's a v'di'evet, but the Shulchan Aruch gives the eitzah when you have a sofik. Here you can. Yes, you have a plan. Even though shahakel is only for v'di'evet, but for b'mulik some, it's more of a chesed.